everyone. Welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour. Joining me tonight is Nick. Nick, how are you doing?
I'm swell.
You're swell. you sound swell.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still exhausted from Grad Bash, and yeah, so.
You're catching up to your vacation again? You know how, like, you have a vacation from the vacation?
Dude, I stay up for over 24 hours for Grad Bash. It's crazy, and then I go straight into work.
That's the worst. I actually was, what was it? I flew out of Dayton when I was in college to go to Orlando on a trip, and I woke up at 3:30 in the morning because it was, like, one of those really, like, crack of dawn flights to Orlando, and then my buddy wanted to keep me up to like 2 a.m like going to Ale House, and I'm like, no. It's like, but my dad was there. He's like, well, your friend's here and he wants to see. It's like, no, I have to sleep. He has me for the rest of the week. I just have to sleep. Anyway,
I got up at like 6:30 Saturday morning. I got back and I stayed up. Now 6:30, I got back on the bus at 4 a.m Sunday morning after Grad Bash. Probably slept for maybe an hour, but you know, you're on a charter bus. You don't sleep comfortably on a charter bus. Like, you can't sleep. I didn't get home till 9:30, 10 o'clock. That's when I got in bed, so.
Okay. There you go.
It sucks.
Yeah.
And then I was back at work 5 o'clock on Monday morning, so.
Bright and early.
Yeah.
Also joining us tonight is Sean. Sean, how are you doing?
Good. Doing good.
Awesome. Good. How's Baloo?
He's fine.
Yeah, also, your window should be noted.
Yes,
are open.
It's that time of year again, everybody. Everyone's favorite time of year for Parkscope Podcast, when I have my windows open and the buses are running.
Or the ambulances, or if you listen to the OU podcast, I heard like I had a drag racer outside my window. So you just hear it every once in a while, just like, it's like Fast and
Furious.
You
were just getting ready for the Fast and Furious ride.
Yes, I live a quarter mile of time, so... Okay, well, we're going to start off real quick.
I don't got podcasting people. I got family.
I got my Coronas open, everyone. We're ready to go. So we're going to start off with a little bit of news, and then we're going to go right into Sean's trip. So let's start off.
I feel like we're going to touch on more news than you think we're going to touch on.
I think so, too, but I want to pretend we're going to go through it fast. I'm just going to convince myself. Yeah, so, yeah, Nick?
Huh?
Huh? Oh, never mind. Anyway... Interventions West is closing April 30th. No replacement has been announced yet, but there's been, you know, some smoke about an Epcot redo. Don't know when, don't know if it'll happen, but you never know.
Just like that Hollywood Studios redo that still hasn't started.
Yep. No, I mean, hey. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just saying. But the biggest disappointment is the loss of the Great Piggy Bank Adventure.
Which, I never did it.
My sister and I did that every single trip, and it's like our thing. Oh, it was so good. It was good because it was up there with like that waste management one, which like you pushed around.
Waste management one's the best.
That was really good. That one was really good. Well, no, because the waste management one had like the giant, like, you know how they like a little trash
truck.
Pickup truck, but it had like a giant plasma on top of it.
Exactly.
And you saw what got picked up and everything. It was really sweet. The Piggy Bank Adventure was great because you had the piggy bank you carried around, and then you'd load it, and you loaded it up into the games, and it would, like, walk into the game or get, like, sucked up into the game or whatever. And you had to, like, save money for retirement or college education or, as Disney wanted, another vacation.
That stupid, wolf. Wasn't that the one with the wolf on the balloon?
Yes, that's the one with the wolf.
God, I hated that thing.
Whatever. No. That was the one with the wolf, and you had to hide the money in your... In your room, and the wolf would go around looking for it. So you didn't want to put all your money in one location. You wanted to spread it around. So if he hit, you know, one location, you wouldn't be bankrupt. Basically,
teaching them about the finances.
Yes, exactly. So you need to put it in a life savings account. You want to have a 401k. You want to have IRA. So I guess that's kind of all that's happening at Epcot. What a surprise. They have the American Sound Machine or whatever.
Is that like the Miami Sound Machine?
Yeah, that was the same joke I made.
Oh, did you? I honestly did not see that.
I made that in the iMessage chat. I was like, is that like the Miami Sound Machine? And I posted on Twitter.
Yep, there it is.
Yep. Great minds think alike, Sean.
Oh, there's the ambulance. We're hitting all the favorite stops tonight, guys.
Awesome. Philadelphia. It would only be Philadelphia if you had a pretzel also.
I was so mad I didn't get a pretzel on Sunday.
Yeah. Or, actually, we had a, like, anyway, never mind, I won't continue. Also, news, Trader Sam's officially opened with all their glassware. So all the fans were out on Monday and Tuesday, like, buying up four Nautiluses and throwing them on eBay and all that fun stuff. Actually, let me do that right now. I'm going to see how much money that one Nautilus is on eBay right now, as of Wednesday evening at 8:44 p.m. Come on, eBay.
Why did someone take a monorail to the Polynesian?
I don't know. The Nautilus is only at $127 right now.
Only
at $127. Double the money. Right now. Yeah. Well, that's almost triple the money. So.
Yeah.
It's two and a half.
It's
really.
52. Yeah.
So there's $150 one. $150. Looks like it's around $150. I got 46. Got a pearl at 30. It got the Oa.
Pearl. The pearls, isn't that just plastic?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I have an Oa. The one I have is $75. What the hell?
That's the new versions, though, right?
No, that's the old one. The one I have.
The old one is $75?
Yeah, the old one. Okay, might as well go through what's new in the glasses real quick before Mike starts throwing his phone across the room because you know he's going to listen to this. There's a new glaze on the Krakatoa. There's a new glaze on the Zombie. They have the Rum Runners are back in stock. They have the Nautilus.
I thought the Aoa was different, too.
And the Aoa. That was the one I was going to get to. Yeah. The Aoa, it looks like the bowl's deeper, but there's only, like, three legs instead of four.
Right.
And it looks a little more... It just looks different. So, but yeah, that's all the changes.
Black pearls too came up the other day.
And the black pearls. I don't know how often those are going to happen. I've heard multiple stories about black pearls. I've heard it'll be everything from once a year to once a day. So who knows? I guess we'll know more soon. And I can't wait to go back cause I need to get a Nautilus. What can I say? I'm a whore like that.
If it wasn't so damn big.
Oh, man, I love it.
It's nowhere to put it.
I would just put a plant in it. That'd be awesome. Or make an actual Nautilus in it.
Joe's going to put, like, beer nuts in it, and he's just going to sit there eating the beer nuts out of it.
Exactly. Next up.
Right there on the coffee table. Boom.
Yeah, that'll go real well with the girls when they come by.
Not dorky at all.
No, not dorky at all. Not like having my interactive wand be in my... remote control box either, so...
I have Mega Man and Toon Link on my TV, so...
I have Toon Link sitting in my Oa bowl on top of my glass cabinet, nice. So... And then I also have Sonic up there, but whatever. Next up, SeaWorld hinted at the Orlando's tallest and fastest coaster. Florida's. So basically it's 201 feet tall... So
a foot taller than Shikra.
So welcome to 1989 SeaWorld, when Magnum opened up at Cedar Point. We don't have a manufacturer yet. I've heard B&M. I've heard...
I bet it's Intamin.
It's got... I don't know.
I bet it's Intamin.
Yeah, probably. And then there's also a Busch Gardens Tampa coaster.
Right, which is might be like dark ridey. I think.
I don't know.
I don't know. Who cares?
I figure that's going to be the version.
Who cares about that company?
As someone brought up, one of our friends brought up that I thought was pretty funny, was that the last time Blackstone rushed to add a coaster to a Orlando theme park, we got...
It was Rocket.
Yeah. So that's, you know, good history there, guys. Next up, real quick, Cedar Point. I'm going to be going to Cedar Point AP preview on May 8th? No, May 7th. No, the 8th. Yeah, the 8th. It opens the 8th.
I had jury duty on May 8th.
Oh, God, that's terrible. I'm going on May 8th, so that's a week from Friday. I'll be tweeting from that. I'm going to meet up with some people, have a good time. Also, I'm going to be going to Kings Island later so I can do Banshee and all that fun stuff because I haven't done Banshee yet. Also, something I wanted to touch on that was pretty kick-ass that I tweeted from the main Parkscope account is that Kings Island and Cedar Point has exclusive beers this year.
Yeah, I saw that.
Cedar Points is from Brew Kettle, which is not my favorite Cleveland brewery. It's actually one of my least favorites. Their food's not good, and their beer's kind of meh. But it's an exclusive beer. They have one that's named after their new, whatever they did to Mantis, whatever it's called, Raguru or whatever. Ragu.
Ragu pizza sauce.
Ragu pizza sauce, yeah. So they have one there. And then they have three at Kings Island. They have, I believe, one for...
I saw Banshee.
Banshee, Beast, and something else. Like
Son of Beast.
Vortex, oh. No. That's the
Volcano.
That's one of the worst coasters I've ever been into in my life. And Volcano is at King's Dominion. Actually, let me look it up. King's Island Beer. Here we go. It's Diamondback.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, it was Diamondback.
By the way, if the Busch Gardens coaster is anything, or even the SeaWorld coaster is like Diamondback, it'll be awesome, because Diamondback's great. Banshee Brew, Beast Bock, and Diamondback Ale. There is no reports of actually who's brewing those beers, though. So, it's probably someone local. But, they don't actually say who it is, so... Oh, well. So yeah, that's what's going on at Cedar Point. I probably also try to hit up Holiday World this summer with my friends so we can go do that launched wing coaster is.
Yeah.
Also, let's just go to Universal now, because it seems like everything dropped in the past like 3 days at Universal. We have a new permit today for Project Dig. Sean, you want to talk about it a little bit, since I've been talking a lot?
Project Dig is what we believe to be the Raptor mini show thing / meet and greet going in part of the old Triceratops encounter plot. Or at least that's the information we've gotten. And they are digging. They're digging quite a hole back there. I saw it last week. It's going to be maybe... We believe it's a, you know, involves raptor puppets of some sort designed by Michael Curry, who did, you know, Tapestry of Nations and the puppets for Tales of Beetle the Bard and Diagon Alley and all a bunch of theme park stuff.
Finding Nemo, the musical,
yeah, Finding Nemo, the Transformers, meet and greet characters, all that good stuff. That's what Project Dig is. And I think the notice of commencement ends on like the 30th of June. So there looks like they're going to try to have this open real quick, which syncs up to what we've heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, what came up was it a business filing or something like that?
Oh yeah, I think it was a trademark actually.
Trademark. I forget what exactly it was. Like, yeah. Trademark? But it's for NBC Sports Grill Brew, which God. I hope that's just an abbreviation of the full name, so it fits.
It has to be an abbreviation, man.
I mean, NBC Grill and Brew, NBC Grill and Brew Pub. I mean,
it's got to be an abbreviation.
Yeah. So that confirms what we've heard about it being NBC Sports Grill, which we've been hearing for a while, which makes sense because they really don't have a like sports bar kind of thing there because they got rid of
NBA City, bruh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It was
sure.
A license. It was a license, like a licensee.
Yeah. Thing. And then also we heard recently that it's going to be a brew pub, which is cool. So I think that's what's going out front.
And I think we're all probably willing to bet that Florida Beer Company will run the brewing side
because they do all the Duff.
Oh yeah, they do all the beer.
They even do Duff out in Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet they'll run the brewing side of it.
Yeah, so I think that'll be really cool. I think it'd be really good. I think this adds that kind of generic American food, kind of thing that's missing right now from City Walk. Because I mean, the Hard Rock and the NBA City are kind of can be a little exotic for people in theme, if you know what I mean.
I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm just... I don't know. But I'm just trying to say, like, hey, you know, I see people more going to NBC Sports Grill than I see them, like, wanting to go to a Hard Rock or a NBA, you know, possibly. I don't know. But
that's the best location that you can have for a restaurant.
Yeah.
Really. In all of City Walk. Right now. At the moment.
Well, maybe... Because maybe, like, Cowfish and Vivo.
Everybody goes... I don't know. I mean, yeah, probably right there on the main.
I would say Cowfish, not Vivo.
Yeah,
but after that, I mean, yeah, Cowfish, Red Oven, I'll probably have the best, and Starbucks. Yeah. That's probably the best location. But then, as far as from there, this is going to be the best location because everybody's going to the studios right now. So,
mm-hmm. That's
you're going to walk right past it.
Yep, and it seems like they're trying to aim to have that open late summer. Late summer? When does summer end?
Probably. I would imagine it'll open by the time the NFL season rolls around.
Yeah. Sometime around there. It'll definitely be open for Halloween Horror Nights.
The murmurs were about Halloween Horror Nights. They wanted it open, so.
For sure. Talk about Halloween Horror Nights. Great segue there. Halloween Horror Nights permits have gone up, and it was like one permit or something. I forget what it was for. Sean, do you remember?
It listed it for everything that they're going to do, and I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they did this. They always do this. I could be wrong, but I could have swore that they've done this before, and then like in like a month or two, all the separate permits will come out. I could be wrong though.
Yeah. In addition to that, there's been a few discussions about Marvel Superhero Island.
This is gonna take a little bit.
Yeah, we'll just touch on this a little bit.
Do
you want to? As the resident comic book fan, do you want to take over?
All right, yeah, and since Mike's not here, I've done the most talking about the contract.
Yeah.
I think I basically understand it pretty well, and I have lawyers telling me that I understand it pretty well, so I'll take care of this. Okay, so there's been, stuff out there in the shadows and the whispers talking about Hulk getting a refurbishment at the end of this year. Originally, people were thinking it was just just the ride systems and maybe some track and stuff like nothing really big. The past week, these whispers have gotten a lot louder and from a lot of different places, and now it sounds like that Hulk will go down for quite a while in 2016 for quite a lot of work, maybe complete retrack, a new lift / launch tunnel. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, they really like it too.
they're really excited for this Hulk reefer. So new lift / launch tunnel with like new special effects and stuff like that. New trains. Possibly a new theme. We've seen a lot of things getting thrown around. I've heard it'll stay Hulk. I've heard it could go to S.H.I.E.L.D. I've heard it could go to Iron Man. I don't see that happening, but... So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty significant. And then it also has come out that Doctor Doom's Fearfall will also close around the same time, possibly forever. And there are some people that think this means that Universal is giving up the Marvel rights to Disney, or like giving up the Avengers rights to Disney, and they're going to keep Spider-Man or . So I'd like to throw a little, I've been throwing a little, water on this fire. That's not going to happen. I would expect the complete opposite to happen. There's talk that this is the beginning of a complete Marvel redo, and by redo I mean bringing up to speed with recent Universal additions,
and also the Marvel Cinematic Universe additions.
Probably, yeah. You would assume that would happen. If they're going to put a lot of money to changing the land and updating it, you figure they're going to go with the movie looks.
That's
for
popular.
Everything.
Yeah.
Right. The one everyone knows. And I know we have people that are going to say, oh, I can't do that, blah, blah, blah. I usually am not a huge fan of Walt Disney, WDW magic. But there are people on there who know what they're talking about. Martin, for one. There's another guy, I think it's Articos. I forget his name. I'm going to have to look that up. But they are pretty solid with their track record. And they are hinting that there's been some sort of, you know, talks between Universal and Marvel, and obviously Disney, because they have to be involved, and that, you know, an understanding has been made, and Universal is going to move forward with a big big Marvel Superhero Island upgrade. Sounds like there's going to be a new ride involved in there, whether it's where Dr. Doom is, or if Dr. Doom stays and is upgraded for some reason, maybe in the Toon Lagoon Theater area, a new ride will go. But yeah, it sounds like Marvel, or you know, Universal got a plan to Marvel. Marvel likes it. And by the contract's wording, Marvel and whoever owns Marvel must act reasonably when they get a proposal, which means Disney can't just say no because they don't want Universal to have this. So Disney might not be happy, but they're going to get, you know, a ton of merchandising money from this and licensing money and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that looks to be where we're at. I'm ready to be wrong on this and eat some crow in a couple months, but I'm in the corner of saying that something big's happening here and we should all get excited for it.
I think I can agree with that. I think it'll be really interesting to see what Universal does and what they announce versus what happens at the Disneyland Resort. I think that'll tell you a lot about what's going on with Disney Imagineering and Universal Creative.
Well, and let me say this. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, no, never mind. Let me say this. Disney fans, I love you. I get it. You know, you really hate that Universal has these characters. But they're not using them anywhere else. So why do you think they would be using them here? Like, they're not, they have meet and greets in Disneyland. Is that really what you want? Meet and greets? That's all you want. Come on. Just enjoy what you're going to get at Islands of Adventure and move on.
Yeah. Nick, any thoughts or anything you want to add to it?
I'm fairly excited about it. I don't think that we'll be eating crow with this, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Cool.
That's all I'm going to say.
Cool. So I think that's it for news. You guys have anything else off the top of your heads you can think of or want to talk about?
I still don't understand why there's a monorail at the Polynesian in the parking lot.
Okay.
You think I'm joking? There's like a Mark IV monorail sitting in the parking lot at the Polynesian right now on the flatbed truck.
There is? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay. That's the other part of the news. There you go, guys. Okay, so, Sean, you went on a trip recently. I think it was Saturday to this... two Saturdays ago to this past Saturday?
Yeah.
So I guess we'll turn everything over to you.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, what's up?
Just go back to Marvel for a second.
Okay.
That I find interesting, because I posted on our good friend Robert Niles' website, Theme Park Insider. Someone posted in their discussion forums about these rumors, and I posted about it. And I just find, because you know how he is. He responded to the message thread, and there's a paragraph that I find interesting that kind of leads me to believe we're on the right track. Or two paragraphs, I should say. Disney and Universal will be talking about royalty payments, as that's a regular part of the deal. Let's not overlook that Universal has been, an exceptionally good partner for Marvel over the years. And Marvel's not in the habit of screwing over partners that work with them. Only the partners that don't. Cough, Fox, cough. Universal cannot expand beyond its current character families, which we know they have Avengers, Spider-Man, and X-Men and Fantastic Four. Without reworking the deal, but if it presents a plan to Marvel/Disney that incorporates the character families currently in the park, and the project reflects industry standards of quality, Marvel/Disney cannot unreasonably withhold approval. So yeah,
There you go.
I'm feeling pretty good about this.
By what you mean by we know Robert Niles, this is the same guy in December 31st, 2011, posted all that stuff about Diagon Alley and Gringotts, including the ride vehicle.
Including the ride story, which is was basically exactly right.
Yes.
Correct, yeah.
In 2011, guys.
Yeah, so.
Was it 2011? Yeah, it was 2011.
Yeah,
it was 2011.
So long ago.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, yeah, that's what we mean by Robert Niles.
Isn't that 2012?
No.
Wait, but it was going into 2012. It was New Year's Eve,
December 31st, 2011.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And then Jaws closed
like 5 days later.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, you want to drive?
So, trip report.
Yes, your trip report. Jeez.
Kazoom tight.
Yeah, so trip report. I was in Orlando Sunday to Saturday last week. Sunday, drove from Tampa. I had stayed in Tampa the night before with some friends. Got to Cabana Bay around like 2 o'clock probably. Checked in, got upgraded to a free suite. So thank you, Cabana Bay. That was sweet.
Pun intended.
Yeah. I was in the Thunderbird Lodge, which is obviously the best name out of all of them. And then my room was like in the back corner, which was nice. It was kind of away from the pool, but you know, obviously close enough where I was only like a minute away from the pool. And I went around the corner, looked at the back of the King Kong building, which is massive, and then went to the park to meet a friend, one of the friends of the podcast. I got a Strongbow and fire whiskey, which was amazing. Very good combination. Fire whiskey is really good. Bravo to Universal for finally coming to their senses and getting it in the park. Then I walked around with my friend in Islands. We looked at Kong, which was obviously ridiculous. It's huge. It's bigger. The pictures do not do it justice of how big that is.
It's massive.
Yeah. And then we went over to Studios, and it started to pour, so we ducked into Finnegan's for a little bit. Finnegan's is awesome. I love Finnegan's. I had some fish and chips, which were amazing.
That's what exactly I had.
They're so good.
That's probably one of the best fish and chips I've ever had there.
Yeah.
Anywhere. And it's just like the Finnegan's of all places. Who'd have thought?
Yeah. So good. Then we just kind of walked around. We did Gringotts, which I'll probably get roasted for this. The ending screen needs to be fixed. I'll say that right now. It absolutely 100% needs to be fixed. There's no excuse for broken effects. But it doesn't ruin the scene. I've seen a lot of people say it ruins the scene. It doesn't ruin the scene.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't know. Like, I mean, for me, I noticed it, but still, like, if you're following the action that's going on, you wouldn't realize that there's supposed to be something there. And like by the time you're focusing on the hole in the wall now, the fog's kind of coming up to kind of hide it. Again, absolutely needs to be fixed. There's no excuse for having it broken, but it doesn't ruin the ride at all. So yeah, I think that was basically. I think that might have been the only thing I rode on Sunday.
Maybe Sean, like, I want to say really quick, I actually agree with you, because whenever I was down there this past weekend, after you said that, I made sure whenever I got to that room, I followed the action. I looked at them, like Voldemort and Bellatrix. I followed them around, and it's there. You see it. It's bad, but it's not. It doesn't ruin the ride on the level of the Yeti does to me, Everest.
No, so, I agree.
I agree with you.
Because you can miss the Yeti. Like, you can literally not see him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so again, absolutely 100% needs to be fixed, but it's not that big of a deal. Yeah, I think that's basically all I wrote on Sunday. I think maybe like MIB, maybe Transformers or something like that. Let me stick up for Transformers for a second, because Transformers does not get the love it deserves in fan community, I don't think. But people fucking love that ride. I think I rode it like 3 or 4 times over the week, and everyone in my car fucking loves that ride. They love it. So I know it's not the most popular ride in the fan circles of, you know, theme park fans or Universal fans, but I think people discredit that ride a little bit too much. Yeah, then went back to Cabana Bay, passed out. The next day went to Animal Kingdom early in the morning, which Animal Kingdom is all walls right now, which I don't care. They're adding stuff. It's fine. But, like, a lot of walls. Animal Kingdom I love. Probably my second favorite Disney park there. Not probably. It definitely is because, I mean, what's it going to be? Hollywood Studios or Epcot? Come on now. Here's the thing about FastPass Plus. I don't mind it. It is what it is. But I don't think you should be able to get FastPass at the first hour. Like the same, like when you could get regular FastPass, they didn't have it for the first hour. And I don't think they should have FastPass Plus for the first hour. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I agree. I mean, it's the exact same rules they had before, but they realize that they're not getting the same capacity that they could have before, so they're now, you know, letting people do that. So
and also
their whole goal is to plan everything out.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have that's what they're gonna try and do. So I'm gonna try and add Nick back because we lost him.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we totally lost Nick. But yeah, I mean, their whole idea is we want you to plan everything, so they want you to plan all, and eventually they want you to plan every ride, I bet. So that's why they're probably doing
it. That'll be terrible.
That's why they're probably doing it the whole time. Yeah. So I do agree with you, though. It would improve everything, especially Toy Story Midway Mania or something like that.
Yeah, it's just annoying when you get there at rope drop, more or less, and there's already, like, a 40-minute line for something because of FastPass.
Yep. So where'd you eat there?
I went to Animal Kingdom Lodge, Native Sanaa.
Oh, I forgot about that. I was hoping you went to Yak and Yeti for the cult of the seafood
no.
curry. Oh, darn.
No, I went to good old Sanaa, which is amazing. Sanaa is my favorite restaurant probably at Walt Disney World.
Sorry, I was going to ask what you got. So
got the bread service, obviously, with all the accompaniments. Because, of course. And then I got the tandoori chicken sandwich, which was open-faced on more naan. Oh, hashtag all the naan.
All the naan. I want to figure out how to make naan at home.
Yeah, that can't be easy. I think you need, like, a brick oven, don't you?
You can, but I've seen, like, hot pan recipes where you kind of just throw it in, like, and then you throw in a skillet, then you throw it underneath the broiler. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's like pizza dough, almost, in a way.
Yeah. So, and it rained a lot that day, so I didn't get to do the trails, which kind of sucked. But I got to do 2 safaris, one in, like, the pouring rain, which sounds like it'd be terrible, but it was actually pretty cool because the animals do crazy shit in the rain. Like, the elephants were in, like, the pool. It was, like, the scene out of the Jungle Cruise. It was, like, the Indian elephant bathing pool. They were in the pool, like, wrestling with each other and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Did you have to hold back your Jungle Cruise skipper instincts?
No, I totally made a joke about it.
Okay.
No, 100%. So, yeah, and then after Animal Kingdom, what else did I do in Animal Kingdom? I did Dinosaur, which looked pretty good. Everything was working, which was, well, I should say everything that, you know, still is functional was working.
Yes.
Everest, which, whatever. Everest is Everest. We sat around. They have, like, Cotton Top Taverns now, which are cool. So we watched them for a little bit, mess around in their little tiny cage. And, like, the other apes over by, in between Everest and Cali River Rapids. They were out doing monkey things. Then we went to Hollywood Studios that night. I got a peanut butter and jelly milkshake at Tune In Lounge because obviously.
I still haven't been to Tune In. I need to go next time.
What?
I know.
I love 50s Primetime, man.
You know what? The problem
Everything
is. the food I've never been a huge fan of. Like,
everything
I've always
about
gotten
that place.
I've always gotten bad meals there, so I need to give it actual proper credit and just go like to TuneIn. Can you order from TuneIn Lounge?
Yeah, you can get the full menu.
Full menu.
I should probably just do that. Go to TuneIn, get like a mixed drink and get like a meal, because I think it's just one of those things where I don't know. You know how that. You know how it can get there. So
that used to be like my tradition. My last thing before I left was lunch at TuneIn Lounge for like a couple of years.
Our family friends are huge into the whole entire traditions where it's like, okay, we got to do Chef Mickey's now. Okay, we got to do. You know. So they are not doing that anymore. Like a lot of them anymore. They have new ones. They don't do many of them anymore. But we used to do 50s Primetime a lot. So.
I love it, man.
I also want to actually give proper try for the sci-fi, but only do it for like dessert or an appetizer.
We actually were going to try to eat
sci-fi.
A meal at sci-fi, but it was like packed because it was raining.
Yeah.
I'm full out team sci-fi. Everybody needs to go there. I love sci-fi, but you know.
Yeah. So at Studios, I did. Great Movie Ride, which looks really good. You can tell they've gotten that sponsorship money and things are working and all that good stuff. Star Tours, which is still just so disappointing. Muppet Vision, which actually looks pretty good. Most things were working, though I'm worried that it won't be there for long, but still. Tower, which was great. As always, Rock and Roller Coaster, which is whatever. It's fine. It's fun. And I think that's it. I think that's all I did. Oh, no, I did Toy Story Mania. Never mind, because we had Fast Pass Plus for it. Toy Story Mania is a thing.
It exists.
I like it. It's fun, but it's just I hate that you have to plan the day around it when you go there.
It sucks that it's not like a California Adventure where it's a ride and not the ride.
Yeah. Hopefully that gets fixed whenever something happens at Hollywood Studios, whenever that is.
They still have massive waits for me in California. Crazy waits.
Really?
Not like studios, but like we ended up waiting. We finally just gave in and waited 45 minutes for it.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was
30 to 45, okay,
not 75 or.
Oh, that's what I mean. I mean, but no, we didn't see it under an hour much when we were out in California. I don't know. Might have been just summer crowds in June. You know what I mean? Because everything was a little bit up. But anyway, as you were saying.
So, yeah, that was that day. It was a bit, as I said, rainy, so didn't get to do as much as I would have liked to, but still, it's a good day. The next day, we went to Typhoon Lagoon, which I hadn't been to since I was like 5, probably. It's been decades since I've been there. And I freaking loved it. Typhoon Lagoon is the shit, y'all. If you are a Disney fan who never goes to the water parks, you're an idiot. Go to Typhoon Lagoon. It's awesome. Perfect, like, just such a relaxing vibe, so much fun, good slides, the shark reef is cool, Crush and Gusher is super fun, love that, I loved that ride, we did that, like, we did each slide on the Crush and Gusher, like, 2 or 3 times, it was awesome. So spent, like, the first half of the day there, just chilling, relaxing. Went over to Downtown Disney / Disney Springs / whatever the hell it's called and got Earl Sandwich for a late lunch before trekking back to Universal, where we went back to the parks and just kind of went around and did all the fun stuff and then went to Vivo for dinner.
And?
Vivo's awesome. Vivo's my favorite out of those three. Vivo was spectacular.
Cowfish, like, Antojitos, and Vivo, you mean?
Yeah. I would go Vivo, Antojitos, Cowfish.
Interesting.
Yeah. Vivo was amazing. Like, the meal I had was awesome. We had... Obviously, the bread is, like, fantastic, first of all. When I got that bread, I ate, like, half the loaf by myself. Then we got
from
calamari.
From what I'm hearing, if you have good bread, you have Sean hooked on your restaurant. That's basically what I'm hearing.
Okay, show title, writing that one down too.
Then we had calamari for the appetizer, and it was like perfectly cooked. It wasn't like the breading wasn't too thick on it. It was, you know, not chewy or anything like that. It was good. And then I had the linguine.
Yeah, I was going to say clam linguine.
Linguine and clams.
Because I remember asked you if you got the ones with the razor clams, and you said
No, I don't think they have them anymore.
Oh, that sucks. That was really cool.
But yeah, it was awesome. Like, I think it was like a white wine garlic sauce with red pepper flakes in it. It was just, it was perfect. It was really good. I was blown away. Like, legitimately, I need to go back there.
That's what my parents said, and they loved that. And that kind of really just won them over. And they just, they can't stop talking about it.
And then the next day, we went to Magic Kingdom. Started the day off at Kona for breakfast, which was good. It's always good there. I saw the new Polynesian lobby, which is whatever. It's fine. The new pool looks cool. I like what they did there. Then we monorailed it over to Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom's looking good. You know, always does, basically, for the most part. The only thing they really just really need to start doing more refurbs on the old rides. Like, Mansion needs it, Pirates needs it, and they just cut the Pirates refurb down by like a month. They need to stop doing that stuff. Because the park itself looks great, but some of the rides definitely need help. Which is a shame, because they're great rides, but yeah. Other than that, I can't really complain about anything at Magic Kingdom. Splash Mountain looked good. Big Thunder looked good. Even Space didn't kill me like it usually does. I think because this is the first time I rode it when they had the trim brakes in.
Ah.
So, yeah. That is nice. What else did it? Oh, actually, Carousel Progress looks really bad.
Yeah.
Like, that always seems to be on its last legs.
Yeah, like really bad. But Tiki and Country Bears looks great. They look very, very good. Oh, Mermaid with the black lights looks so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So much better.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an infinitely better ride than it was before that.
Now everyone's freaking outside my window.
I don't hear anything.
Okay, that's good.
And what was I going to say? Oh, Mine Train.
Mern Train.
Oh, Mine Train. Where to begin?
Is this your first time riding it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. I thought you've ridden it before.
No, it was my first time. It's a thing. It's a nice ride.
It's a good ride. It's a good ride.
For what it is, it's a good ride. It's not something that rewrites the books on anything, but it's a good ride for what it is.
It's all right.
Continue, Sean. Continue. Sorry.
Sean's a hater.
The swinging is completely inconsequential to the ride.
Yes.
True.
Like, it's... why? Why did they even waste money on it? It doesn't do anything. It literally does nothing. To quote Mike, it does nothing.
It's just like the Luigi's Flying Tires. It was this idea they wasted so much money on that they could have spent on something else, and it just doesn't work.
And like, that's what I was excited for. I was like, I want to see this swinging car. And the only reason it swung is because there were two cast members sitting in front of us that we swung the thing the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And plus...
The whole time through the mine scene, we were swinging the car.
And plus, when you think about it, like, I'm used to the aero suspended swinging coaster.
Right.
So when you think swinging, I think that.
Yeah.
I think Iron Dragon. Top
Big
Gun.
Big Bad Wolf.
Big Bad Wolf. May it rest in peace. I think of that stuff. I do not think of Mern Train's little you adjust by 2 degrees kind of thing.
It's... I might have liked it more if I didn't know that it was supposed to have swinging cars. But, like, that was so... They didn't do anything. And we were in the back. Like, I was expecting... It was like, all right, we're in the back. It's going to swing more back here. Nope.
Yeah.
JK doesn't swing at all. But, yeah, the dark ride scenes are nice, very nicely done. The animatronics are very cool and all that kind of stuff. And the coaster sections, before they stop abruptly while they get going, they're pretty decent. So, like, it's a decent ride. It's just...
It needs another coaster section and another dark ride section.
It is the new Fantasyland distilled into one ride. It's good, but it could be so much better.
It's a spectacular looking thing that they spent a bunch of money on that they didn't have to everywhere.
Yeah.
But and all you get is something that's, okay, yeah, pretty good.
Oh, but one thing I do have to say, it wasn't a big deal because we did it at night, but who the hell decided to put all of the queue outside in, like, a low-ceilinged area?
Yeah.
That's got to be hell in the summer.
It is in the summer.
I can't even imagine it.
It was bad in December, and I can only imagine what it'll be like in the summer.
But yeah, it was a good ride.
It was designed by the same people who designed all the Carket Market rain protection stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
It's a good ride. It should be a great ride, and it's not.
And the problem is then all the Disney fans trying to justify it as a good ride because it's supposed to be, quote-unquote, the answer to Harry Potter. and it's, you know, that kind of forced justification for something. But anyway, continue on, Sean.
Okay, so that was Magic Kingdom. Trying to think if there's anything I want to touch on Magic Kingdom. Oh, I guess the hub. I don't know. We walked by it. I didn't go into it. It's a hub. Who cares?
Hub gonna hub.
Who cares?
People who want to get fast passes for wishes or a parade.
Who cares? I had a citrus swirl, which was delicious. Jungle Cruise was closed, which disappointed me.
Did you cry outside the wall?
No.
Did you get a photo at the wall?
No.
Oh, she got it.
I probably wouldn't even have time for it.
Yeah, okay.
People, shut the fuck up in Haunted Mansion. Shut up.
So let me take a guess where it could be where.
I don't give a shit that you know the words. Everyone fucking knows the words. Shut up. Oh my god, you're the worst.
Actually, that was a good... Let's kind of spin off that for a second, because Tom Bricker wrote an article this past week about obnoxious things at Disney at theme parks. Not Disney parks, just theme parks, period. And what I find interesting is that, like, it mentioned all the usuals, like, hey, wear appropriate clothing, you know, don't use your stroller as a battering ram. And one of the big ones was the, you know, know-it-all Disney fan who would, you know, do all the narration. I totally agree with you. The only thing that I would spin off from that on, and that I did when I was down there last time, was unless you are with a group of people who are completely game for it, and it's like the last ride of the night. Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We had the whole red car to ourselves.
Yeah, like, for example, there's a difference between doing it in a group of 30 to 40 people with new visitors doing the whole narration, and you're doing it, like, off, so you're always, like, a second before or something like that, versus having the whole entire Gringotts car to yourself and just doing, you know, the whole entire narration and just yelling it at the screens.
Yeah, it's different.
I think that's a little different. So, I mean, I totally agree. It's all about approval, I guess. You know, like everyone else can't approve you doing it in the Haunted Mansion, but if there's kind of like this group approval that this is what you're going to do on like this one ride vehicle, it's totally different. So, anyway, sorry. Continue on about people shutting the fuck up.
That's it. I just wanted to say shut up.
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit that you know the words of the Haunted Mansion? No one. No one fucking cares. Like, who are you trying to impress? Shut up. It's like knowing the words of fucking, like, Bohemian Rhapsody. Everyone fucking knows the words of that song. Everyone. Anyway.
And back to the happy place, Sean. Breathe in.
Oh, I went to Trails End for dinner.
How was that?
Trails End's the best.
I've never been to Trails End. I want to go.
What?
Oh, it's so good, man.
I've never been to Hoopty Doo either. My parents have a distinctly anti-pioneer vibe to them. They're, you know, they're Midwestern hippies. What can we say?
I need to go to Hoop-De-Doo. I've never been there.
I want to do Hoop-De-Doo. We should do Hoop-De-Doo, Nick.
Hoop-De-Doo is pretty cool.
So, yeah, we need to.
It's just expensive.
Yeah, well, it's Disney.
Like, Trails End's like $20.
Yeah. I'm the one who's going to drop $52 on a freaking Nautilus mug.
This
so.
Is true.
I just kind of live in
the I did land. The luau before.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I've never done that.
Yeah.
My parents did the luau once, but then my mom got sick because she was, like, pregnant with me and I was being an asshole. So I've never done the luau. I'd like to do the luau, too. So
it's okay.
Yeah. I would like to do Hoop-De-Doo, Trails End, Luau. I still haven't done Sanaa. I want to do that. I'm trying to think what else I haven't done yet. Really, really. That's about it, really, that I want to see, that I want to eat there. Like Blue Zoo, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, I definitely want to try Boathouse. Or as it's written, Boathouse!
I stand with Boathouse. Boathouse looks pretty.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
No way in hell I'm eating there, but...
How many amphicars were going?
All the amphicars.
All the amphicars were going?
I walked by there like two or three times, and I never saw anyone in them.
Oh, boy.
But, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so you ended Magic Kingdom and Disney World. What else?
On your trip? The next 2 days were more Universal. I did... all the water rides in Iowa, which all of them are awesome. I don't care what anyone says. All three of those rides are kick-ass. First of all, Jurassic Park River Adventure's latest refurb was fucking fantastic. All the dinosaurs were looking good. All the effects were working. And they upgraded the sound and lighting in the environmental systems building. I think that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the lighting and sound in there is kick-ass. Like, the sound is loud. It's scary. All the lighting is awesome. The fog around the T-Rex is perfect. Like, I've never seen the T-Rex look so good.
The T-Rex looked amazing.
The T-Rex was hidden the entire time. She came out covered in fog, like, thrashing about. It was awesome. Like, it was the best ride I've ever had on that ride. It was fantastic.
Did any of the dinos have, like, broken necks or anything? Because I asked you this.
No, not that I noticed.
Because when we were there, when we rode, they kind of looked like they all looked like they were all leaning to
every
the left.
Every one of them had a broke neck.
Yeah, no.
Weird. Maybe it was just, like, a pneumatic system was down or something. Right. And they repaired it. Who knows? But that's good that it looks really good.
Yeah, no. Everything looked awesome. Then I did Popeye. Popeye is always a winner. Best raft ride I've ever been on.
I agree with that. Maybe Grizzly River Run is up
there. I like Grizzly, but like Popeye has so many gags.
Yeah.
And all that. Like, it's... I don't know. I like that.
They're both really good. They're both different, though, because Grizzly's more of a... Like, oh.
Yeah, it was a motorcycle.
Fast and the Furious. Coming
quarter
to Universal
time.
Coming to Universal Studios Hollywood, June 26th.
It's going to be awesome!
Yeah, I mean, Grizzly River Run is more like a rapids ride that has a big drop, like two drops, while Popeye's just like a traditional raft ride.
Has a drop, kind of.
Yeah, sort of, but not like Grizzly,
no,
is what I'm trying to say.
No.
Anyway, sorry, continue on.
And then went on Dudley Do-Right's Ripsaw Falls. I hadn't been on that ride in probably like 7 years, probably, since my Disney College program. I have often been very, very hard on Dudley Do-Right's Ripsaw Falls. And I am here to say I was completely wrong. That ride is so good. It's so good. Because everything was working. Every single thing was working when I was there. The queue is awesome. Love all the gags. Like, all the sign gags in the queue, in the ride, are all hilarious. Yes, it looks cheap in a lot of places, but it does fit so well in with that style of animation, which was, like, the cheapest, crappiest animation ever done. So, like, I don't know. I love that ride. I'm in all the way with Dudley Do Right's from Saw Falls. No, it's not Splash Mountain, but no, it definitely is not meant to be Splash Mountain. It's supposed to be like this goofy, gag-filled, slightly crappy-looking ride that's also a crap ton of fun. So I'm in. You were right, everyone. I was wrong.
There you go. Everyone revel in this moment.
Yeah. It's never going to happen again. It's the only time I was ever wrong. This is the exception that proves the rule.
So I'm going to I'm going to save this for whenever you get married and just give this to her. It's like, this is the one time I've been wrong. Okay. What else did you go on? What else?
Well, everything else. Yeah, I did Cat in the Hat a couple times over the few days. I did the Seuss trolley ride. I didn't do anything in Lost Con. Well, Sinbad's clothes, so I couldn't do that, but I didn't make it into Poseidon's Fury. I wanted to, but I just never got around to it. Oh, yeah, I did the Dragons a few times where I got frisked because my belt slid off the metal detectors, which is also where one of the TMs working the metal detectors told me that they hate it as much as I do. So, you know, that's a winning strategy. I rode Forbidden Journey, of course, a few times. Everything.
Do you
want to
talk about that? Because we got.
You mean the metal detectors, Nick?
Yeah, because then we get a question about that, and since me and Sean both have done it now,
yeah.
Or do you want to
touch on that really quick while we're here?
Let's just do it at the questions part.
At the end.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, we'll do it at the end.
It's a question, so. So what about Forbidden Journey?
Everything looked good.
What about the new Chamber Secrets lighting?
Mm-hmm. I only noticed the new lighting on the first Dementor.
Yeah, the underwater Dementor.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Whatever. It's fine. The screens looked better again. Maybe it's just me misremembering, but I thought they looked better than they have in a while. Yeah, everything was good there. No complaints.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man always looks amazing. Still my favorite ride. But one thing I noticed about IOA, I don't think it gets... I mean, obviously, it doesn't get nearly as many people as Studios does, but it holds people so poorly. Especially because, like, there's nothing... Other than Spider-Man, there's, like, nothing that takes people away from Hogsmeade. Hogsmeade's always just, like, shit-hammered with people. No matter what. Like, no matter what time of the day, no matter what day it is, it's just packed. And that it's obvious that they definitely need... Like, Kong is going to help so much. And hopefully, you know, Avengers, if Avengers is happening, will help a lot, too. Because they really need to take the pressure off Hogsmeade to make that park a lot more enjoyable. What else? Oh, I rode Rocket, which was fucking terrible. I honestly have no idea how anyone enjoys that ride. It was one of the most unenjoyable coaster rides I've ever had in my entire life, which is saying something. It's just terrible. It was rough. It was, the music didn't even work. Just go to hell, Rip Ride Rocket. You're terrible.
Tear it down.
Seriously, it needs to go.
And plus, I mean, then you have your metal detectors. So, I mean, just even worse now. Yeah. So just tear it down. Don't even worry about it. Rebuild something else there. Or don't build anything. You know, maybe that'd be a good one, too. But, yeah. What else?
Disaster a few times. This is my good buddy Frank. Frank and Lonnie.
You're welcome.
Oh, I love that ride. It's going to be sad to see it go.
I didn't even get to do that last trip. I'm really disappointed.
Oh, so good. Yeah, you might not get to do it again.
I think we will.
I don't know.
Me. Well, I'm going to fly down just in case.
I don't know, man. I'm not holding my breath. So, yeah, said goodbye to Frank, possibly. Mummy's looking good. Men in Black's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Simpsons, everything was good there. Had Fast Food Boulevard, as I always do.
What'd you get?
Krusty Burger, always.
I did not like the burger patty when I got it.
It was I think it's good.
It just tasted like theme park burger patty dryness. That was disgusting. Everything else was good.
I've never had a dry burger there.
Well, I think, Nick, when did we go? We went like at an odd time.
We went like right before closing.
That's probably the reason why. We went like 7 o'clock or something and I close at 8. Yeah. So that's probably the reason why. But I want to give it a fair shake. I do want to give it the Krusty Burger a fair shake when it's like right at opening or something.
Yeah. I had a donut. Love those donuts.
You had the big donut or a regular?
Just regular. ET's looking pretty good.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, that worked. I actually heard my name.
Yeah, I know. That was nice. And what I really liked too, I don't know if for you or if it was just what or if it was capacity or whatever, but they're actually using both sides of the load platform, so everything was cycling, so you didn't get stuck awkwardly at the end of the ride.
The funny thing was they used both sides. One time I rode it, they were using one side, and one time I rode it, they were using both sides. And the time there was one side, I got my name, and the time there were two sides, we definitely got the car either before or after us.
Yeah.
So that was funny.
Oops.
That ride's looking pretty decent. It still needs some upgrades here and there, but it's looking pretty good.
There needs to be a little bit of love with some of the stuff, but
yeah,
you know, it looks very good.
Didn't make it into T2. Despicable Me. Everything was good there. Obviously, that's new. There shouldn't be anything broken there. That's kind of it. I mean, unless you guys have some questions about.
So what'd you think of the suites at Cabana Bay?
Oh, they were awesome.
I mean,
yeah, they're awesome.
The art's good.
Everything's good. You know, it's just the chairs are surprisingly comfortable, even though they look like they're ancient. I love having like the little kitchen area. That makes a lot of difference. We ate breakfast there and just did like cereal, but still it made it nice feeling. We had like two separate rooms and all that kind of stuff. It was good.
I'm trying to think what else. Nick, do you got any questions?
Did you use the walkway at all, Sean, or did you always ride the bus?
Oh yeah, we walked twice actually. It's pretty good. I like that they did their best to try to make it hidden at most parts, which is nice.
At least pleasant, let's put it that way. They try to make it pleasant and not like
the
walking.
Bridge is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's good. Cabana Bay, just I can go on and on about Cabana Bay though. The video loops in Bayliner Diner are like my favorite thing.
Are perfect, aren't they?
I love those things.
I still haven't eaten there. I need to eat there.
Like, even just to go and sit, like we got the refillable mugs and like just to go and sit and watch them for like half an hour after coming home from the park is cool. And like the bartenders are great. Everything. I just love that hotel so much.
If they offered like a discounted express pass that you could just like tack on, I would stay there and just tack on.
I don't need the express.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't get the express pass thing.
It would have helped for the water rides for us, Nick, that one time. The last trip.
Yeah, but
because was like an hour and a half wait, it seemed like, and we were just like exhausted and we didn't want to wait an hour for
but Popeye. Still, I mean, like I just on a normal day on a regular trip, the way I tour, I don't need the express pass, and I don't see if you're going down for like your once in a year trip, I can see it if you're only there for like a couple of days, but if you're going for multiple days, I don't, that's not enough to warrant me paying $150 more for a hotel room.
Well, but I'm just trying to say, like, if you tack on like 20 extra bucks per person, I'm trying to say
they're not going to tack on 20 extra.
Yeah. Dollars.
Well.
Yeah. Well, no, it'd have to be a lot more than that.
Okay.
Because they're going to make it equivalent to what you pay at the gate.
Yeah. Okay. I think my point is like, and I think I would like it if it was an option at least because I like the aesthetic of Cabana Bay, but I don't necessarily want to pay for the deluxe prices. But I do love Royal Pacific, so don't get me wrong there. But I do agree with you, Nick, that if you show up, if you're there in the morning at least one time, and if you're at closing at least one time, you're probably going to be pretty good for attractions. So you can get on Transformers and Despicable Me and all that stuff without, you know, waiting what seems like an hour and a half, especially for Despicable Me, dear Lord.
You know, Universal has enough draws that spreads out the people over the course of a day, unlike some other parks do, and it works and, to their advantage.
And all of the draws are nearly, except for Despicable Me, have huge capacities.
Yeah.
Like, nothing has, like, other than Despicable Me, nothing has, like, Mine Train and Toy Story Mania or Soarin' capacities where you're going to be waiting forever just to ride one ride.
Exactly.
Did you see Twister?
No, I didn't make it there.
You didn't pay respects to Bill Paxton?
No, I don't care. I don't care about that attraction.
And did you say you rode Simpsons or not?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard that was going to become a Wicked Ride, too. Just like Marvel Superhero Island's going to become a Wicked Island.
Oh, dear Lord. That's
good. I've seen that both this week.
Don't stop believing.
Wait, you've seen Simpsons? This is becoming
Twister.
Yeah. Oh, Twist. Yeah, I actually did see that, too. People are stupid.
Yep, exactly. I mean, that's
a universal property, and they don't want to play royalties anymore.
My favorite one was the Wicked Place replacing Blue Man Group from like 3 years ago, because no one went to the show.
The favorite one is Wicked replacing Marvel Superhero Island, because that makes complete sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, the coaster's green. Anyway.
Oh, people.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else, Sean.
I don't think I really have anything else either.
Did you eat at the Magic Kingdom?
No, I didn't eat any. Well, other than Citrus Swirl, I didn't eat anything at the Magic Kingdom.
And did you go to Mythos?
No, I didn't make it there. I didn't eat anything at Islands of Adventure. I just got two Strongbows and fire whiskeys.
The Fantastic Four pizza.
So the Joe Matt diet.
Yeah. I got Florian Fortescues, of course. Got a scoop of chocolate raspberry and a scoop of peanut butter strawberry, which are so good.
I got the clotted cream and the toffee when I was there, and that was pretty good.
I don't think I'll ever get anything other than the chocolate raspberry and strawberry peanut butter. They're the best.
I like clotted cream and the salted blondie, caramel blondie thing.
That's their biggest seller.
The salted, one? Really?
Salted caramel, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'd get in trouble if I didn't mention that Jennifer got picked at Ollivander's when we were down there this past weekend.
Oh yeah, she did.
Awesome. Nice.
Yeah.
Did you buy the wand?
Yeah. I had no choice.
Yeah, I mean, there's no saying no to that.
Does she have an interactive wand yet?
No, we did not have an interactive wand.
Okay, so I mean, it's not like you're buying your second interactive wand.
Right, exactly. But we go in there at like 1:30 probably about 1:20 in the morning.
Oh God, that poor Ollivander. Ollivander.
And I'm like, well, and so far that, because the way Grad Bash works, we get in for free and we don't have to pay for food or anything like that because we're chaperones. So far we have bought two tongue tying lemon squash, and I bought the Bartman minifig that I meant to buy last trip that I was making up for. So I'd spent like no money, and then we ended up dropping like $45 on a wand. So
with AP discount,
yeah, yeah, they do actually honor that at like the other events. So like we got AP discounts on stuff that we bought at Grad Bash, which was cool.
That's awesome. Oh man. And she did. What spells did she do again?
The ladder. She tried to summon the ladder, and then the pull the box down from the top shelf, and all the shelves fell.
Okay, so the two of the three good effects.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, she got good ones. So.
Yeah, that's good. And did you have a good wand keeper?
Yeah, it was really good.
Awesome.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
I hear you. What'd she say?
She said it was awesome.
Oh, it was awesome. I heard something. I just didn't hear what it was. What wand did she get?
It's a willow with dragon heart strings, I think is what they said, if I remember right.
Nice. That's good. Done? Questions? Comments about Sean's trip? We'll go into questions from our listeners. If that's everyone's good. Done. Okay. Let's start off real quick. Parks by Doom asks, previewing movies in the parks, good idea, bad idea, or who cares? I think he's talking about the Tomorrowland preview that's available at Disneyland at Epcot.
Oh, that's fine. Whatever.
I mean, that was the whole point of Disney MGM Studios back in the day, is that they actually had one of the theaters was designed for showing movie previews, but they couldn't, so they had to like throw in like that weird Michael Eisner short.
Yeah.
Another motorcycle.
Quarter mile at a time, guys.
That has to be our response every single time that happens. Nick, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, haven't the parks always been supposedly about promoting upcoming things from when they named Sleeping Beauty Castle, was the Snow White's castle on up? So I don't have a problem with it. It's fine with me.
Like the first time I saw Legend of the Lion King was right before the movie came out, because that was open right before then.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I'm fine with it. It just doesn't need to be an attraction per se. And for crying out loud, it has a Fastpass Plus at Epcot, the Tomorrowland preview.
Well, it is in Epcot.
Yeah. It is a tier one attraction at Epcot. So is jumping into the
World Showcase Lagoon. Congratulations. Don't do that, people. Please don't do that.
Oh my god. Next up from our friend Yopali NJ. Finnegan's, yay or nay? Fuck yeah.
Yay.
Nay. Finnegan's is great.
Fucking yay.
There's a reason why locals go there.
My thing is, like, I prefer different kind of beer selection, but the beer selection's still good. I like pale ales more than Guinness, like stouts or ale or lagers or ciders. But I still like I can get attendance there and fish and chips, and I'm happy. The food's good. The service is good. The atmosphere is good, especially if they have, like, music playing. It's great during Halloween Horror Nights.
No, it's not. It's fucking shit-packed.
It's crowded. It's crazy.
Yeah, I like it for what it is, so I don't know. I like it a lot. Derek Bergen does not, because clearly you need to go eat at Circus McGurkus if you have little kids.
What are you talking about? He's sitting outside of Wimpy's waiting.
Just waiting.
Was Wimpy...
Derek Bergen doesn't eat. He waits for Wimpy's.
Was Wimpy's open for you, Sean?
No. At least not when I was back there.
Okay, it was open for us, and we had to troll Derek Bergen a lot for
that. Did you eat there?
I got a bottle of water just to say I bought something there. Megan got like onion rings.
He bought a bottle of water.
She got onion rings.
Like a chicken finger meal.
Yeah, he got a chicken finger meal or something, which is great. Finnegan's totally. I like the fish and chips. Now, Sean, I have a question for you. How did you like the new menu? Because like it's now like one page laminated on both sides.
I don't know. I don't remember the old menu.
I think the old menu was like a one you opened up, like an menu.
Whatever.
It feels a little cheaper to me, but I don't know. I've it's what it is. It's gluten free stuff now, so.
In Ohio, all menus come with 3 pages.
Oh, at least 3 pages. You haven't seen the Winking Lizard menu yet. Next from Wayne Walker asks, "What's the deal with the metal detectors?" Okay, so I'll let you. Sean and Nick discuss this while I run to the restroom real quick. So,
well, he had a little bit more specific about it too, if I remember correct.
No, it just says, "What's the deal with the metal detector?"
There's someone else who asked another question about the metal detectors.
Christina Helwig also asks, "Can you guys describe the process of going through the metal detectors? Will we need to remove belts, watches, and also on OU and on the touringplans.com blog?" And their forums, they have a lot of questions about, like, can I wear glasses? Do I have to take this off? So, guys want to go over this real quick.
Can't comment on glasses, but it just feels completely unnecessary. It feels really bad. It feels bad.
it's increasing the weight by a big amount, actually, because once you get past it, it's like you just walk right up to the rod, but it's getting to the metal detector.
See, I didn't have a problem the times I went through like that. I basically went right up to the metal detectors, walked through, and I was done.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that does happen.
Which, I mean, I was at Grad Bash, too, when I did it, so that's a completely different situation. My belt, I wear a Georgia Southern belt that has metal embellishments on that have the Georgia Southern logo on it. and I wore it. I wore my watch. I didn't take those off. I didn't take off my wedding ring or my other ring that I wear. I did not try to go through with my glasses, though, because I don't wear them anyway, and Jennifer wasn't riding, so I just left them with her. So I don't know about glasses. I can't speak of that. We did have a student with us that stayed with us the night who also wears glasses, and he didn't wear his to try to ride either. So I don't know about glasses, but I wore my belt. It did go off on me. I did get pulled to the side to get wanded. When they saw my belt, they said that was what the problem was, and they let me go. So.
Yeah, same. It's just, it doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't. It's kind of, I don't know how to put it other than what's already been said about it being, it reminded me a lot of TSA. Like you're going through a checkpoint before you can go on to the next section. So, and it just doesn't feel right in a theme park to do that.
Yeah.
I've always think that the best operations thing to do and the most inviting thing to do is to make it the easiest for a guest to do something. And this does not make it the easiest for a guest to do something. No. So, yeah. We understand why it's happening, but we do not agree with
the implementation.
The implementation, or even, I don't agree with the implementation. So
yeah, it's bad, and I feel like they'll probably find a better solution. At least I hope. I know it's quote unquote permanent now, but I don't know. I do not see this lasting through the summer.
It wasn't bad at the Hulk, which is the only one I've done is the Hulk. But Dragons, now, like I said, this was at Grad Bash. But when we got up there, we were told that we were going to have to wait an hour to get to the metal detectors before we could get to the point where Express splits off.
Yeah, that's bad.
To go. So, you're talking about adding an hour just to get to the queue, basically. You're queuing for the queue. So,
yo, dog, I heard you like the queue.
Yeah, basically. But that was really bad. And what one of the teachers that was with us, he went ahead and went for the Dragons, and we stood around for a while in Hogsmeade. Some of them went to the candy shop and stuff like that, and then we walked on. We walked and did Spider-Man and Hulk and got off, and he had just got done with Dragons. So
yeah,
and we took
terrible.
Our time walking.
And it's one of those things where it's like, why would you do those and wait in those lines for that when you can do all these other attractions without that hassle in the same amount of time or, quicker?
Yeah.
Okay. Next question is from Mac Clark. He asks, looks like the Blues Brothers stage is coming back outside Finnegan's in the New York area. Did anyone think that the show would be canceled just like in Universal Studios Hollywood?
No.
I mean, they played the shows during...
Mardi Gras.
They just moved it, so yeah.
And there's been a permit up for the new stage for like months.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty sure I tweeted about that on the Parkscope account.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's been a long time ago, though. People don't remember that.
Yeah.
Meg Diz asks, "What's our favorite drink at Trader Sam's?" Nick, what's yours favorite?
The Nautilus.
I like the Nautilus a lot. I like the I still love the Krakatoa. That's kind of my thing, but I think the Nautilus may edge it out. The Nautilus is pretty freaking awesome.
Shout out to the Mai Tai, too.
Yeah, yes. I would go with the Mai Tai.
Yeah.
Mai Tai is delicious. Also, shout out to hashtag Skipper James, because we can't have enough Skipper James in our life.
Hippopotamus Mai Tai is still the steal, people. If you're going and you want a glass for the best price and a good quality glass, you get the Mai Tai.
Isn't that like 15 bucks?
It's 15 bucks. The Pearl 16 something, and it's plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I think it's because the Pearl, they have to give each one away because it's a food safety issue thing. They can't reuse them.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
So, that's my understanding, because you can't buy it without the glass.
Yeah, but the Hippopotamus Mai Tai with the glass is 15.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is like anything that could be offset by just getting the drink and not buying the glass included.
I don't know.
Whatever.
The Mai Tai is nice, people. Go for it.
I really think there's not a bad drink there.
I didn't like the Pearl. Not gonna lie, but
that's it. Well, that's a cinnamony. Well, everything has freaking cinnamon.
I don't like apple pie, and the Pearl reminds me of apple pie, so that's okay. Probably why I didn't like
it. What the fuck, communist?
Yeah.
You like apple pie?
I don't like cooked apples, and I like apples.
Right, Stalin. So. Trotsky.
Snowball. I'll eat a cherry pie. I'll eat a blueberry pie. My That's only right. apple
I'm bringing
pie.
Out Animal Farm, Snowball. Napoleon.
Oh, Animal Farm. That's good quality stuff right there. We need an Animal Farm attraction.
Dude, yeah,
that
sure.
would be awesome. Dude, I'm now
they,
really
They already do. It's called a Food and Wine Festival at Epcot.
No, now I really want like a Country Bear Jamboree show Animal Farm. With Animal Farm.
Exactly.
That would be great. So ridiculous.
With my Curry puppets.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
And did you ever see the live action Animal Farm movie?
I did.
No. It's fucking terrifying.
It's bad. It's the old animated fuel. One was so good though.
Oh man.
Next is Derek Bergen asks a related question. What's the best effect at Sam's? I guess we have to do Disneyland's for you, Sean. Yeah. What's your favorite one at Disneyland?
The shipwreck, because yeah. it's from Adventurers Club.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. My favorite effect at Disney World is probably... I'm trying to think. I mean, the Aoa is like the big one there. Because they light up the old figure and they have like wind effects. Yeah. I would go with that one's pretty easy. What do you?
I kind of like the zombie head at Disney World, and I like the shipwreck definitely at Disneyland. But I kind of like the zombie head, how like the skippers and stuff start acting like zombies and the lights dim, and it's simple, but I like it.
It's not overly complex like the Nautilus or the Aoa or all the right. other ones. They just kind of like shamble around and they turn a bunch of black lights on.
Yeah, I kind of like that. But, you know, I think that the effects get to be intrusive at Sam's, too. So.
Well, I think that's the point, because they don't want you being there all night.
Yeah, because that works, right?
Also, the hippopotami tie is a really good one, too.
Yeah, it's funny.
two shots of rum are in every drink. let's see... Mike Perry asks, why Disney just buy Carousel Inn and Suites? I have no idea what that refers to.
It's got to be Disneyland. That's where Carousel Inn and Suites at.
Yeah, probably because they're asking way too much money for it. Like, they could probably ask...
Did Disney buy that, or are they trying... Or
like, why are they don't they, to get maybe?
Disneyland to buy it?
Why don't they, I think?
Whoa.
I don't know, because they don't need to, because it's going to cost a lot of money. It's not...
If they bought that, that's the one... To the back of DCA, right?
Yeah, I think so.
On the corner, kinda. If they bought that, that would kind of be interesting because of what that's by. But I don't know if they.
So Nick, I'm seeing this monorail at the Polynesian. This isn't like just like they're storing a monorail there. It's like that asshole who bought the monorail.
Somebody literally drove it to the Polynesian on a flatbed truck.
You know, one of those assholes who bought it on, the Disney Surplus sites, like put Monty Hart's whatever on it. And they, like, have it on a flatbed and went through, it looks like not the valet, but the one farther out.
Yeah, but how do you even get that in there?
Why the
people?
Why would
fucking,
you do that?
God, I hate people. I hate Disney fans.
Because if you can afford the DVC at Polynesian, you can afford to buy a decommissioned monorail chassis.
Whenever you pull up to the guard shack, like... You can't go in there to get, like, a drink at Trader Sam's and park, but you pull up with a monorail on a flatbed and they let you through?
Yeah, if you showed up and I was a guard, I'd be like, fucking no, turn around, go away. Rethink your life. You have made so many mistakes.
Exactly. I'd be like, Fort Wilderness is that way. Go camping. Bye-bye.
Go away. Oh, man.
Not the worst.
Let's see. Looks like that's about it, really. Not much else. Any last minute things? Yeah, I need to go to sleep, too. Any last comments, thoughts, suggestions?
Nah.
Cool. Nick, where can we find you online at? Nick? Nicholas?
Future look at Parkscope Nick. Future looks bright.
Cool.
I already said it, Joe.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Great things are on the way.
Yeah. Well, I think your mic cut out, so we didn't hear it.
Yeah, we didn't hear it.
Sean, where can we find you at?
The deepest, darkest corners of your imagination.
We can find you at CatMike87, right?
The deepest, Bye. Darkest corners of your imagination.
Okay.
In the Tower of Terror.
You can find me at Parkscope Joe. You can find all of us at Parkscope on Twitter. Go find our website at parkscope.net for all the permits and various other thingamabobbers that you want to read. And rate us on iTunes, because I haven't checked out our ratings recently because they made me cry last time. So thank you, everyone. I'll talk to you later. Kungaloosh. Love everybody.
Love everybody. Hate everything.
There you go.
Bye.
Peace.